the best year of my life.
Well, there's always next year, you know.
Happy New Year!
But the happiest.
We gotta get through Christmas.
Thursday to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate
it. It's why we love today.
I love it.
Okay, he's ready.
Those holidays will get you, man. It is the 18th day of the last month, 12th month of 2025. 352 in 13 days until
Happy New Year.
Aww.
That's right. And we do have, ladies and gentlemen, studio audience.
7 more shopping days till Christmas.
There you go. All right. Christmas morning, a week away.
I have a question. Is the fiance shopping for your parents since you guys are almost married? Or is she waiting until 2026? Or did I just give you a good idea?
I don't think anybody's even remotely thought in the family about Christmas quite yet.
Merry Christmas!
There's plenty of time.
Mm. Unpack that U-Haul first. Because 9 days until the wedding.
Everyone's invited.
RSVP, if you have not, come on. 921-HankFM.com. It's going to be awesome. The continuation of Hanukkah is continuing. Today is National Regifting Day.
Oh. Some, you know, this is a touchy topic.
Mm.
I do love a regift. One man's trash, another man's treasure. I mean, I'm not saying
it's
that...
It's more popular these days than it ever has been. And it's the company radio station Christmas party today.
I know.
So,
you saw what I got last year.
That's where the, that's where the gifts go.
I don't know that there was a whole lot of heart in the gift I received.
There's a lot that gets regifted. I don't know. I'm just hoping to end up either with the tortilla blanket or the canned ham. It is Bake Cookies Day.
I did it.
Yeah, you did.
We did. I brought some in.
Look at that.
The little peanut butter, they call it blitzes or sprinkles or what do they call them?
That's it.
They have chocolate. Well, they have the kisses on top.
Solstice.
I'm a little tired. I got to be honest.
Thank you, AI. National I Love Honey Day.
Hey, honey.
I think we can all agree with that. National Roast Suckling Pig Day.
Mm.
Interesting. National Ham Salad Day. Speaking of ham.
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. And National Wear a Plunger on Your Head Day.
Okay.
Well, this is the company Christmas party. Supposed to be festive, right?
Jeremy, what are you doing over there, bucko?
It is National Twin Day.
Twinning. Hey, twin.
So if you know any twins, give them a call. And maybe when you do, ask them what's your favorite color. It is Answer the Phone Like Buddy the Elf Day.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? Put that down.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
So we'll do that on the show until we forget to do it. So we'll do that. What's your favorite color, Mike?
My favorite color is blue, buddy.
There you go.
Sergeant Mike knows.
He's starting us. On this date in history, things happened, such as way back in 1719, Mother Goose was first published. On this date in 1865, 13th Amendment, abolishing slavery, went into effect. 1932, Chicago Bears defeated the Portsmouth Spartans in the first ever NFL championship game.
Good job, guys.
We'll give them their due, certainly, as best we can later on in the show. But speaking of champions, Gordon Longhorns and Hamilton Bulldogs doing the West Oplex and Hank Country, ever so proud. You are the champions. On this date in 1964, the Pink Panther cartoon premiered.
Now I'm going to be singing that theme song all day long.
Raider. Noel, unless you get to 1966, Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, aired for the first time on CBS.
Toadstool and Sauerkraut Sandwich.
On the movie front, 1969, on Her Majesty's Secret Service, James Bond came out. One of my favorites. Underrated. 1976, A Star is Born, Streisand premiered. We have more Keith Richards news to give you later on today, because that's what we do. But it was on this date in 81. Keith Richards was playing in Virginia. A fan rushes the stage. Keith sees him coming, knocks him out of the park with a home run with his guitar. On this date in 97, we lost Chris Farley. On this date, 2009, John and Kate plus eight divorced.
Dang it.
Yeah. Oh, and happy birthday of sorts to Space Force.
Ooh.
On this date in 2018, Donald Trump signed an executive order for the creation of the U.S. Space Command.
7 years old. That's
and then
a great age.
We dominated the universe. Got some country music birthdays to start with. First of all, he's a very cool dude. 50 today is Randy Houser.
Oh, yeah.
55, you may remember Cowboy Troy.
Oh, I remember Cowboy Troy. I met him a lot. I met him on several occasions.
It's an odd flex.
Heather Lee.
It's not really a flex. Well, I'm just coming to the studio and he's hanging out. I don't know what to tell you.
That's what Cowboy Troy probably does.
Yeah.
Or this guy, too. Did you ever hang out with Cletus T. Judd?
I did not.
Yeah. Yeah, I got some Cletus T. Judd stories I can't say on the radio.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I did not do anything. But anyway, 61, Cletus T. Judd, if you know him. Congrats. Billie Eilish is 24. Christina Aguilera is 45. I guess she's back at it now, right?
She's a genie in a bottle with Ozempic.
Katie Holmes is 47. She ran away.
4'7", 4'7".
Sia is 50.
Yeah,
she's got fun hair.
Yeah, I don't know that.
I could cut her hair.
Does anybody really know what she
time
actually
it is?
Does?
Does
no.
anybody really care? Trish Stratus is 50 today. Rob Van Dam also. It's a big day for WWE. Rob Van Dam, 55. And Stone Cold Steve Austin is 61.
Boom.
It's a big deal. In fact, we're just going to play the rest of this with his music.
Oh.
61. And that's the bottom line. Brad Pitt is also kind of a big deal. But he doesn't have theme music, so that's on him.
Yeah, he's not a wrestler.
62.
And he's so pretty.
I do think that Ron White, Tater Salad, would enjoy that Stone Cold's music is playing on his birthday. 69. Nice today. Steven Spielberg is 79. And then he is today in the midst of reports that he is having actual health problems and not up to touring. He's the one of the Rolling Stones that's preventing them from hitting the road in 2026, they've already said. We thought he was immortal, and today he's still doing strong. At 82, Keith Richards. Keith Richards. Stay strong. I mean, that interstellar comet with aliens is coming tomorrow anyway. So we're going to need you.
Okay? Your name, I say.
Hey.